Today, September 12th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Go behind the screams. In a park known for cleanliness, order, and good cheer, one notable exception awaits guests balefully in New Orleans Square. Cobwebs dangle, dust lies thick, and unquiet spirits haunt the shadows. Countless visitors to Disneyland brave enough to tiptoe through the doors of the Haunted Mansion every year leave wondering, how do they keep it so decrepit? One of Disneyland's gloomiest attractions is also one of its most beloved. It's been a favorite since it opened in 1969, and Imagineer and show writer Jason Sorrell is one of the people who make sure it stays that way. Jason tells us, quote, "It's something that we take very seriously at Imagineering. In the case of the mansion, it's kind of fun because there are all of those anecdotes about how everything else in the park is kept so pristine. And inside the mansion, the challenge is to keep it as run down and dusty and musty as possible," unquote. "The goal with all the attractions at Disney parks," says Jason, "is to keep them looking and sounding just as good as they did on opening day. So the bulk of the effort that goes into maintaining the mansion is work that, by design, guests will never notice. Dust is added, cobwebs are refreshed, and ghosts are kept looking their ghastliest. Because the mansion is a longtime favorite, people don't want to see it change." Jason continues, quote, "When it comes to something like the Haunted Mansion or the Pirates of the Caribbean or It's a Small World, the crown jewels of the Disneyland experience, you have to be really careful when you change something or add something, because the goal of any enhancement is to preserve the experience that everyone loves and everything that's there now and literally enhance it without taking away from what's already there and what people know and love," unquote. However, Imagineers did take the plunge of adding winter holiday theming to the Haunted Mansion and It's a Small World. The two attractions now spend a few weeks every year decked out in holiday finery, carefully designed to blend well with the look, feel, and story behind the experience guests expect. Jason cautions, quote, "We're always thinking of the family that might make it out to Disneyland once in their lives, and we don't want to present them with a show that is somehow not as good as what is there the rest of the year," unquote. In the case of Haunted Mansion Holiday, blending the existing haunted house environment with the characters and art of Tim Burton's Halloween meets Christmas classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas, was a match made in heaven. Jason is a Haunted Mansion authority, with two books about the spooky manse to his credit, The Haunted Mansion, From the Magic Kingdom to the Movies, and The Art of the Haunted Mansion. So we at The Insider jumped at the chance to ask him some of the things we, like many fans, have always wondered. For one, what is the story behind the mansion? What are all those ghosts doing there? Although rumors abound on the internet, Jason gave us the official scoop. Jason says, quote, "It's very easy to state what the official storyline is, which is that Walt built a retirement home for ghosts, where they could come and spend their afterlives doing what they do best, and haunting to their heart's content. The story is literally that basic," unquote. This explanation for the mansion's haunted condition goes back to Walt Disney himself. In the late 50s, during a British radio interview, Jason tells us, quote, "Walt expressed sympathy for all of the ghosts who had been displaced by the bombings in World War II and all the wonderful old mansions that were being torn down. So he said, I'm going to build a place at Disneyland, a retirement home for ghosts, and have a place where they can haunt forever," unquote. The story was further established when the mansion was under construction at Disneyland. A sign written by Imagineering legend Marty Sklar, now vice chairman and principal creative executive at Walt Disney Imagineering, invited ghosts to retire in luxury at the mansion. Jason laughs, quote, "It told them to contact ghost relations, do not apply in person. Very tongue-in-cheek," unquote. Haunted Mansion showwriter Ex Atencio used this as his basis for creating the story to be told by the attraction. Jason tells us, quote, "Now that being said, a lot of the rumors and urban legends stem from storylines that were generated by Imagineering in 1957 by Ken Anderson. I went through all of those treatments when I was researching the books, and that's where you hear about the sea captain, who was actually a pirate who murdered his bride on their wedding night because she discovered he was Blackbeard. Things like that. Many of those iconic Haunted Mansion elements can be traced back to those initial Ken Anderson treatments," unquote. The other thing we can't help wondering is, did any ghosts accept that open invitation to set up housekeeping? That mansion does seem awfully spooky. Here's Jason's take on it. Quote, "I have never had anything happen to me overtly in the mansion, but what I can say is I have been through the mansion enough before hours and after hours to tell you that Imagineer Claude Coates did his job well. He designed some incredibly creepy environments. And when you walk through there by yourself, outside of the safety of your Doom buggy, it's very creepy. And with lower lighting levels and sometimes the soundtrack is still going, it's very easy for your mind to start conjuring up things on its own, unquote. Although Jason has been showwriter for the mansion and also contributed to several innovations there, notably contributing an epitaph for an animated tombstone honoring the mansion's medium character, Madame Leota, it's not his only project as an Imagineer. Now based at Walt Disney World in Florida, he has worked on numerous innovations and new attractions for the four Disney World parks, plus Disney Vacation Club resorts and Disney Cruise Lines. It's probably the best part of being an Imagineer, he says, quote, "Every day that you come into work is completely different, because down here at Disney World we have four different parks. Every single shop, restaurant, or attraction you work on is going to be dramatically different from the one before it," unquote. A typical week may take him from a 40s Hollywood-themed restaurant to a new shop in the wilds of Adventureland. However, he says he'll always have a soft spot for the Haunted Mansion, and his two books about it are among his proudest achievements. What makes the Haunted Mansion so special? Jason thinks it's not hard to understand. Quote, "It's the perfect example of what Walt Disney Imagineering does best. We transport people to other times and other places and give them experiences that they cannot have in their everyday lives," unquote. So now you know what goes on behind the screams at Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney Podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.